a man who's got it made. Always looking for that renegade. I calls it like I sees it. A spade is a spade. A good man is a thing of yesterday.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Good afternoon. I was almost saying good morning because we usually do this in the morning, but good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
Oh, peachy keen.
We both were just talking about how we're both wearing V-necks. I'm in the white, you're in the black. It's like 40 million degrees in Ontario today.
Yes.
So
You're the good guy, I'm the bad guy.
that's right. That's right.
Man in black. No, it's
Yeah.
I like usually finding a decent shirt in the winter. I like wearing a sweater during the podcast because we're filming it or whatever. And like I'm
Yeah.
like, I'm lucky I got a shirt on. Like
Yeah, me too.
it's not
We
good.
talked about it. I live in an old home and there's no AC, so it is really hot.
Yeah, and old homes aren't like
Yeah.
R-rated, you know, like it's hot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you look good. You look good anyway.
Thanks. Thank you.
So today is June 23rd. Holy cow,
Yeah.
it's the 23rd. I thought it was halfway through the month. Holy cow, this unbelievable. Unbelievable
Yeah,
this
it
year.
flies.
Flies. Like we're almost
Well,
halfway through the year. I felt like Christmas was yesterday.
yeah, and I often think about time and the sun and the solstices and stuff. And 2 days ago it was the summer solstice, and so now it's actually getting darker every day
Yeah, because we were,
again. Right.
Shonda, I was in my room, you know, my house. I was up in my room, and Shonda walked in and said, "Today's the longest day of the year." And she was right. It was like 10 o'clock, and it was still kind of light out, right?
Yeah.
And you're right. And then it starts going the other way, just like that.
Just like that.
I always remember solstice because there's a good friend of mine, a girl I really love, I think a friend in Quebec whose birthday is the first day of summer. So when Shonda said that, I went, "Oh my God, I forgot her birthday." To text her, you know, but
Yeah.
I call her my
Yeah.
summer girl. But yeah, she used to work for South Shore, and I've known her a long time. She's a good kid.
Nice. Yeah. Yes.
Shit, I just had a thought and I lost it. This could be the podcast about Sean's waning memory.
Should
Oh.
we just wait? Should we sit in silence until
Let's
it
sit in
comes, or
silence
should
for a while. Because
talk
nothing
amongst
better for a
yourselves?
podcast than not talking.
Yeah, it's a meditation.
It is. So today's oh, I remembered it. It's just a
Yeah,
and we're
good,
getting to the
good.
subject. It's just small talk. But on June
Yeah.
30th, during the Blue Jays and Yankees game, my son's best friend's brother is singing the anthem. He's
Oh, so cool.
Just from a couple streets over. Justin Collette, he does Beetlejuice on Broadway. He plays the lead in Beetlejuice. And they're
Oh,
actually in
cool.
Toronto right now performing Beetlejuice, and he's getting to sing the anthem.
Wow.
Thought that was pretty neat.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty
That's
neat to have
cool.
a small town kid kind of get to Broadway. It's like that's a big deal for our little
Yeah. So how old is he? Is
guy.
he a year?
He'd be in his late 20s, mid eight, yeah, late 20s.
And so Beetlejuice, for those who, I've seen the movie, obviously, it's a musical.
Yeah, it's a musical version of Beetlejuice. It's a big
So
hit.
he's singing the national anthem at the
Yeah.
Yankees Jays game in Toronto. That's
Yeah.
cool.
June 30th, so it'd be neat to see him, you know, on TV. My son went down to New York City and he was in a different musical on Broadway at the time and he got to go see him. Oh, I think it was Jersey Boys maybe. And he took him backstage and I guess it was really neat. So it's very cool.
So cool. That's
Yeah.
amazing.
I mean, you're from Toronto, lots of famous people come out of that area, but down here it ain't not many kids make it like that. It's pretty
That's
neat.
a big deal. That's really cool. And it's interesting because I've got some tickets coming up, but it's not for that night. That would have been really
Yeah, that would have been
interesting
neat.
if it had been, but yeah.
Anyway, so we're talking about success today and some other subjects, but I guess the topic
Yeah, I mean,
is success, but we got
yeah.
lots to talk
Let
about.
we can small let's small talk it for a minute more because we talked a little bit. We've been off for a couple weeks again. Our consistency has been up and down, but I think we talked a bit about it. Just sometimes it's just organic. You try to stick to Sundays, but maybe we don't have a topic or things come up, and
Or it's Father's
You,
Day, or
it
there's,
was
you know, there's
Father's
stuff going
Day,
on.
and yeah, stuff was going on. I hope you had a great Father's Day, by the way.
I did actually.
Yeah.
My son treated me very well. We had a lot of fun, so
That's great. But you had some personal stuff happening. You weren't
I
feeling well for a while, so that was tough.
yeah.
You want to talk?
I'd missed like four in a row because I was very ill, and then
Yeah.
we came back,
We did have the one, yes, that's
and
right.
then we missed another one because of myself. I mean, it was like you said, you were busy, but it was mostly me. I was not in the mood because when I was sick last month, it was because of an infection in my foot, and
Yeah.
it just about killed me. I had a fever for 10 days, 12 days, and the 9th day, my fever was 104.5. I was delirious. It was awful. I've talked about this
Right.
already.
Yeah.
And I've been dealing with problems with my foot for 6 years. I've
Yeah.
had five operations. I can never remember the name of it, but I wore that big steel thing bolted to my leg and wired to my
Right.
leg. We've tried everything. And I've had multiple infections. I've been on antibiotics straight for 2 years, still on them today. My immune system is shot. And
Yeah.
the surgeon started leading me into it, but basically he just said to me that my foot had to come off. He said it has to be amputated, is because it's going to kill me. And he's run out of ideas. He's no place left to operate on it. There's nothing left to operate on. Some of the infection's attaching itself to the bone and the steel, which is really hard to clear up. So I've been struggling, man. I mean,
Yeah.
I was born with 2 feet.
That's
I thought I was going to die with 2 feet.
Yeah, of course.
I just told you a minute ago, but the part that's really scaring me is the thought of waking up post-operation without a foot. I can't imagine not
Yeah.
having my foot. And it's one thing when my foot's banged up and I know it's getting better, I got a cast on, but this is going to be like, I got no foot.
Look, I want to start by saying, like, thank you for sharing that. I mean, it's a lot. Of course, it's a lot. You told me a while back, and I've been thinking about it a lot. I've been thinking about you a lot and how difficult that must be. And I just hope that I can like support you as best I can. I'm just really grateful that we have the kind of friendship and relationship where we can just talk about this stuff and get through it. And if you need to cry, if you need to like if you're emotional, like we can do that. And I think that that's just a real testament to our relationship. And I think it's wonderful that you can share this with, with the people that listen to the podcast. And I know that we've been talking about discussing, how this process has happened, and it's basically rooted in diabetes, and that's where, that's where it's come from. And, I shared a video with you earlier today about, this great life lessons. And one of the big ones in it was teaching other people. And I think that's what we're trying to do with the podcast. And I think we definitely want to spread awareness with the difficulties that can come from diabetes. And although I'm sure you never thought it would come to this, because I mean, I think as human beings, we're always kind of like, things are happening, but you just like, okay, well, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. And then facing that awareness of that, the fact that this is now going to happen has got to be really, really difficult. And I just,
Well,
I mean, I'm proud of you for sharing it. And I think it may seem weird to say I'm proud of you, but I think proud that I think that you're accepting it, that this is what needs to happen. And this is, probably for the best, which is a really tough pill to swallow, for sure.
it's for the best. Logically, I know it's for the best.
Yeah,
Emotionally, I can't get
of
there.
course, of
But
course.
you just said a mouthful. You didn't quite say it, but I think I know what you meant, and it means it's very rings true with me. Is the it's not going to happen to me, like
Yeah, of
people get
course.
cancer, I'm not going to get cancer. People have heart
Right.
attacks, I'm not going to have a heart attack. I mean, my
Yeah.
aunt was
Yeah.
a type 1 diabetic. She lost both her legs. She died of diabetes, but I still didn't think it was going to be me. I remember another rep, I won't mention him by name. He was diabetic, and I remember he lost a toe. And I was like, oh wow, he lost a toe. Like, oh my God. And I'm sitting there at the time diabetic, not paying any attention to myself. Like, oh well, that's not gonna happen. I'm Sean. I'm fucking invincible. Like, what the fuck, man?
Right.
Like, I'm too cool for this kind of shit.
Right. Right.
And And you just said
Yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I got diagnosed as diabetic in my 20s. I was severely obese. I took a couple pills, but my sugars ran 10 to 12. I didn't pay much attention to it. I always felt fine, even though I was big. I'd play basketball, I'd do my thing, like, and I didn't
Yeah.
eat right. To this day, I wasn't eating right. I just never paid attention to it. And till the time I turned
Yeah.
50, it didn't do anything. I thought diabetes is a joke. I was like, diabetes is a joke. A big deal. I'm diabetic. Who gives a shit? I'll die when I'm 90. I'm diabetic. And then I
Right.
turned 50. And since I
Right.
turned 50, I've had three strokes, five operations. I had to wear three steel halos to my foot for 7 months. I've been on antibiotics. I've had
Yeah.
infections. I've been in the hospital. I've had blisters. I've had sores. I've had so many tumors on my feet. It's just been awful. My left leg looks just like a mess. Like it's even superficially, it's very hard to look down. I used to have, I'm going to say something, egotistical, but I used to have nice feet and nice legs. I just did. And now I look
Yeah.
down and they're disgusting. One's disgusting.
Right.
And I should have fucking paid attention. And
Right.
my wife, I'll tell you right now, I'm vaping right now. It's not much longer. And my wife is like, she is overhauling everything. She's like,
Yeah.
losing your foot, okay. But, and she's upset, but like, she wants me, I have to start lifting weights because I got to be on crutches and I got to get my strength up. And she's like, we're
Yeah.
eating right and we are no more this shit. Like, this is going.
Right.
So,
Right.
you're going to see a big change in my life. It's not going to be easy, but
That's good.
I
I
don't
mean,
want to
that's
lose my
good.
other foot, like,
Right.
it could
Yeah.
happen. I lost
Yeah.
one. Doesn't mean the other
Yeah.
one I can't lose it. And I definitely don't want to lose both feet. I don't want to be in a wheelchair full time,
Right. Right.
I'm scared shitless. I just am. There's no other way to say it. I'm scared to death. So
I don't think anybody wouldn't be. So, there's no reason why you shouldn't be. I mean, I think that you've been assured that it's a pretty straightforward surgery. I don't, but there's always complications. I mean, there always can be. You just never know. Anytime you go to the hospital, you have a surgery. Anyway, we don't need to go down that road, but
no, but there's
I
no such
think
thing as minor surgery because surgeries, it's the infections, it's the aftermath. Who knows?
100%, of course, of course. I think it's great that you are going to make the changes, and I think that our topic today is success. I think that regardless of, because you can beat yourself up a lot, right? Of course you can, and you can say, I could have done this, I could have done this, I should have done this. I think at the end of the day that you are there can be a silver lining in it, in that you can you still have an opportunity to continue to live your life. You have an opportunity to continue to make improvements. You have an opportunity to continue to talk about it, be open about it, help other people. And I think, again, that's kind of the core of why we started this podcast, because we wanted to like spread the word. And
absolutely.
I think,
And I don't want to look at it as
again,
too late. I want to look at it. I want to prove that, yeah, it's too late for my left foot, but
yeah.
I want to go through this process. I want to share it. And I want to, in a couple of years from now, to be stronger, healthier, a going concern. I want to prove to people that it's not the end of the world. And I want to prove to myself it's not the end of the world because I know me. I'm talking about me.
Yeah.
I can fall into a woe is me pretty quick. I really
Sure.
am that type of person. I'd be like, fuck, man, fuck the
Yeah.
world. I'm gonna lay
Yeah.
on the couch and fuck everybody. And I don't want to do it this time. I don't want to let my wife down.
Yeah.
I don't want to not be part of my kids' lives. I don't want to not be part of society. And I hope it helps me mentally too, because I've been hiding for a long time now.
Yeah.
Because I'm being a hermit. Like, I'm just hiding, and
Yeah. Yeah.
I gotta stop that.
Yeah.
There's no good ending to it. So that could
Yeah.
be another podcast
Yeah,
to talk about. There's a word I'm trying to think of, but it's like, when you isolating. It's a thing people do, and I've been doing
absolutely.
it. And I think that's something I won't talk about today, but I think that's another topic we should talk about sometime.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the biggest things that people need in general, and I actually just want to touch on two things because I think, when you were saying that and you were talking about making changes, and I mean, we've talked about it in the past, especially, with AA and NA and the things that we've talked about, like sometimes it does take a kind of what we call a rock bottom moment to like propel you to make a change. And it's not the case for everybody, of course not. Some people like, you can be proactive, of course you can, but sometimes it does, when something really catches up to you, you're really kind of forced to make a change. And
Well, it's another
that's
addiction that
obviously
got me, right?
not the
I mean,
best.
I've been addicted to eating poorly my whole life. I mean, it's how I was kind of brought up. I always eat the wrong thing. I never thought about it. It's another addiction, it's another addiction that I got to beat. But I've beat other ones, lots of them, and I'm going to beat this one, and I plan on sharing the whole journey, including if people want to see them, I'll post pictures. I'm going to share it. I want people to see the reality of it. I'm going to take some pictures of my foot before the operation, what my leg looks like after, when I get my prosthetic. And listen, I've got a lot of work ahead of me. Like, I got to contact a local girl that takes care of prosthetics. I guess she's great. She's also an amputee. I don't understand. I'm not sure what the Medicare system supplies. If they, I'm sure I'm not going to get the fucking gold star of the, of, you know, but I, as I said to you, I don't want a table leg either, I don't know when I'm getting my eye patch or my parrot, but I soon will that. And I never thought I'd be plundering people, but I'm going to have to start plundering. I mean, if you're going to be a pirate, you got to plunder. So, you
Good
know.
part. Plundering is not the topic for today.
Oh, okay, sorry. Well, success. I'm going to be a successful plunderer. I'm the captain now. But
I
yeah,
don't want you to be a successful plunderer.
I've been joking about it because sometimes that's how I deal with stuff.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that,
I just
honestly. You
and I share it
find
on
try to find a bit
Facebook.
of humor in it.
I share it with people, not looking for sympathy because it helps me. And I've had so many people reach out and say beautiful things to me, and people I did not expect it to. The Sealy rep, he wrote me a note that was beautiful. I couldn't believe what he wrote. It was beautiful, and it really moved me. People have been really nice and really generous, and that doesn't surprise me. I know a lot of good people, and I think most people are good people when it comes down to it, So, but I do want to share this journey. I think people will be interested in it. As you know, I speak about my addiction sometimes in front of people, but I'm going to add this one to it. I'm going to try to learn more about it, get educated about it, and then share my journey to maybe help younger people that are struggling with diabetes and stuff like that, So we
That's
shall.
great.
It'll be scary. But it'll be interesting. And honestly, I think the podcast will be a good way to help me heal through it. I look forward to that because I can do that from home, right? Like,
Yeah, for
I
sure.
can do that probably a week from being home. I can probably sit up and talk about it, which is kind of neat. Kind of neat.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And
Yeah, well, we can go like I'll read the definition, but I think that there we can definitely tie in like success. We may not see the fact that you are, having your foot removed obviously is a success, but can you turn it into a success, I guess,
right.
is it,
We
is the
shall see.
question. And I think I certainly think you can, and I'm sure that most people who know you think that you can too. So
Yeah, I think most people think I can. I'm not sure I think I can
you
yet.
need to believe. That's the thing. It's all about whether
Well,
you believe it or not, right?
I'm not there yet, but I feel like I've been failing for a while and I'm tired of failing. I really want Yeah, I used to have like pretty big arms. I used to be in better shape, but I want to get back to that. I'm sick of these chicken flab arms. I want to look a little better. And I know this sounds superficial, but I'm even worried about what my wife looks at me like with one leg, if what she thinks of me. But I thought, well, if I can get a six pack, she won't care. I
Yes, exactly.
don't
Take
think I'm getting a six
distraction. You'll
pack.
be a distraction.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever have a six pack. But anyway, not with a little surgery. So
Baby steps, Sean.
what's success?
Baby steps. Baby steps. Success, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, is defined as the achievement of a desired outcome or goal.
Yeah.
Pretty simple. I'll keep
Sense to
going
me.
because it says it can also refer to the attainment of wealth, fame, or social status.
Well, I
Which,
bat number
well, we
four for
can,
three there.
that's for debate, but that's okay. Essentially, it's about reaching what you've aimed for, whether that's a specific accomplishment or a broader aspiration.
Right.
Right? I always like to kind of drill into where the word comes from.
Yes.
So it's, well, mo as most of them are, it's from Greek. It has Greek origins. And sorry, Latin word with multiple related meanings. It can refer to like advance or approach or progression. So,
They probably meant like success on a battlefield, like advancing, maybe. I don't know.
yeah,
It's
just
advancement
moving
in life.
towards. It's
Yeah.
just like moving towards, right?
Right.
So, yeah, yeah, advance, outcome, success, approach. It says advance uphill. But I think for me, that's like, it's really, I mean, it mentioned like attaining wealth and social status and things. I mean, I don't know about you, but that to me, that really to me isn't what success is. I mean, I know that we look at those things, but they're often sort of external, right? But I think for me, yeah, like advancing towards something, that makes sense. Advancing towards like just a specific outcome, whether that is, look, I'm not going to say, a nice, beautiful home isn't a form of success. Of course, I think that it is. I think that doing well at your job and then getting paid for that, or, having your own business and making a lot of money, having a nice home, those are all things that I think, hey, we could say, oh, that person's a success. Because they have that beautiful home. I don't think that that's, to me at least, it's not like, oh, that's the most important thing. I mean, you could have a big, beautiful home, but be a total asshole. I don't think you're a success then, right? You
Don't
know
think
what
so
I mean?
either.
So to me, it's like, it's a lot more about sort of strength of character,
Yes, peace of mind, I think, is a success, as you know, with me.
right?
And I also, it's like I always thought of money as something that if you had money, that's something, that's one less problem you don't have to worry about. But I just saw
Yeah.
this article, or was it an interview? I can't remember what, but I thought it was so interesting where they said, you will just, whatever your number one problem is. So say your number one problem is money.
Yeah.
Then you solve it. You will move that to the side, and your number two problem will move up to your number one problem, and that's what you'll hyper focus on. And if you beat that one,
Right.
the next one will come up. Like I said,
Right.
basically just saying that money's not going to make you happy. There's millionaires that commit suicide. I don't mean to be so brutal about it, but they are. So they were
Yeah.
not happy. Money does not make you happy. It,
Yeah.
I don't, I think it's easier to maybe to be happy with money because you can be generous, you can have fun, you can have nice things. And listen, we all like having nice things. There's no question. I like having nice things. But
Yeah.
I made a lot of money for a short period of time, and it didn't make me particularly happy. It just didn't.
Yeah, I
I
think.
miss it, but it did not make me particularly happy.
Yeah, I think to me, there's like a traditional view of success, and that is often external. Like it's external achievements. It's like wealth, career, status, those things. And then there's like, to me, there's kind of like, I think my personal view of it would be like just living a fulfilling life, being aligned with your values, just feeling happy, feeling kind of at peace, being healthy, being in a meaningful relationship,
Making other people
contributing to
happy.
the world,
Yeah, making other
contributing,
people
like
happy.
just,
Just
right?
And I think it's different. Success means so much different to different people. Like I thought I was successful because I wanted to have a family. Even as a young man, I wanted to have a family. And I did it. I had a family. But my youngest son and his wife, they both have good jobs. They travel all over the world. I think they're happy, you know. They have a beautiful home. They do not want children. So that success to me is not the same success to them. It's two
No,
different
of
things.
course
And I don't
not.
like traveling. They love traveling. I mean, it's just different. Different for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, around the world, everyone's version of success would be so different, right? I mean, we live in a beautiful country in Canada where it's pretty normal to like have a house and have a job and have a car and have all these things that plenty of people around the world like
Most people don't,
do
you
not
know.
have,
We've
right?
talked about it before, but they said if you have a roof and a food and clothing, you're in the top 1% in the world, you know? Like that's insane, but it's true because I mean these countries like India and China with billions of people and they don't I mean there's successful people financially, there's people that a lot of people don't have anything. I texted a good friend I texted a good friend of mine yesterday and because her family she's from Tehran. And I texted her because Israel's is at war with them. They're sending missiles. And I texted her and I said, I just want to check on your family, you know, and is everybody okay? And I won't share her answers. They are okay. But I was blown away by what she said because they're actually not, most people in Iran are not mad at Israel because Israel's attacking the bad guys that are running that country. And most people in Iran want those people out of there. So it's actually Iran's doing what, or Israel's doing what most Iranians want done. And so that's a different kind of success again. I mean, like that's a war. And they're saying, a lot of them are saying, we're willing to die if you can get these people out of here. I mean, that's a big statement, man. Big statement. And this country, our country, is so, we've had so much immigration the last few years. And I've made friends with a lot of immigrants. And I'll tell you, they come from places where you just said it, like where they don't have anything near what we've been brought up used to having, like not even close, you know. They're so happy to be here. It's like paradise.
Absolutely. And I think, I totally agree. And I think like we started off the conversation, talking about what's happening with you, and talking about what's coming up for you with your health and your foot and your diabetes. I think, you could certainly define success through, overcoming challenges,
Yes.
building resilience, like, moving towards becoming the best version of yourself. I think really, like, you can point at it's pretty easy to point at external things and say, oh, they're successful. But I, again, to me, I think the bigger version of success is about who you are as a human being.
I agree. And what I got coming up, I want to prove, that's why we're kind of tying with success. I want to prove the success. I'm going to need a lot of help, including from you and my friends and family. But, you know, we've done a couple of podcasts recently that really tie in with it. Like number our 33rd podcast was faith. And you said it before the thing, you know, we were talking a little bit about God and my faith. I've been trying to find it a lot lately because I think I'm going to need it to get through this. And I don't want it just temporarily. I don't want to quote Jelly Roll, but that song he says, I only talk to God when I need a favor. Well, God, I need a favor. You know, like, who the hell am I? Like, I mean, I thought that song rings so true. Like, I only talk to God when I need a favor, but I need a favor. You know, I need him to get me through this. So I don't want to be a person that only talks to him when I need a favor. I want to get my relationship back to God because I always had one and I lost it. And our 34th one was resilience and persistence. And I'm going to need resiliency and persistence to get through this. I'm going to have to be resilient to get through this, you know, and to be a success.
I'll be true to myself and say that I think that having a successful relationship with a higher power is important.
Yeah.
I think, I joked a few times when I first started in AA because it's a faith-based program. It is. You talk a lot about God, and then there's, talking about giving up your own will and living in God's will. I often joke, like, if you're driving your car and something bad's about to happen, you say, "Oh God, oh God, oh God." You do. Like, everybody does. I don't care who you are. Like, to me, there's a reason. And when you told me that this was happening, I can't help but tell you that I was like, well, I guess this is God's will, and there's a reason. And I think that's hard to accept sometimes, because you that's a hard place to be, where you're like, well, what is the reason? But you won't know until you get to the other side of it. And maybe one day you will know, and maybe you will never know. But I feel like if you at least see it through, and you stay with it, and you have a successful mindset towards it, that it will come. And whether you'll be a well you whether you'll be a spokesperson for diabetes, or I don't know. But I think when you sort of put your faith in God, and just go, I need your help right now, but I need your help every day at the end,
Right. I don't disagree. And if
it's
I feel like, just like with my addiction, I feel like my addiction was almost worth it,
yeah
because I have saved a couple people's lives. They've told me that I've saved their life.
yeah
So
yeah
if I had to go through that to save someone's life, I think that's probably worth it. And if I go through this, and maybe somehow I get a couple, one or two people to just change how they're living their lives, and live healthier and better and longer, and maybe it's worth it. Maybe I have to be the example. I don't know. Like, I wish it wasn't always me, but maybe it has to be. I think we should
Yeah, I
just
mean,
start
I,
calling these
yeah.
podcasts. I think that the topic for our podcast should just be Sean. Oh, Sean again. Sean's fucked up again. That could be the titles just every week. It's just
The reality is everybody's fucked up. Everybody's fucked up to some degree, whether they talk about it on a podcast or not, but at least we're honest and open about it, and we're trying to make a difference. And I think, the fact that you have helped people, you have, shared your stories, and changed people's lives, then you can't really argue that you're not a successful person if that's what you've done.
Yeah.
Right? And I actually, I did some prep work, and we kind of talked a bit yesterday and then today, and we decided to just go for it today. But yeah, I mean, I think one of the things I wanted to ask you right up front is, do you think you're a successful person?
Oh,
And
shit.
actually, I can make it easy on you. I can make it easy and just say, hey, why don't you rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, as far as like how successful you think you are?
I'd say I'm
You all
about,
right?
yeah, I'd say I'm about a four. About a four.
Okay. But you do tend to like beat yourself up. So like if I think like if you asked a bunch of people if they thought what number they thought you were, what do you think they would say?
Seven, probably.
Seven? All
Yeah,
right, that's pretty good,
I think so.
eh? So give me an example of.
I remember I was really down one time, and the spring roll rep, a buddy of mine, he said, "Wait a minute." He said, "You got a huge house, a beautiful wife, two good kids. You were driving a Harley, a brand new truck." He said, "What is it you're not doing right again?" And I was like, "Yeah." But you know what? My problem is, to this day, I've always thought that I was a phony and everyone was going to find out. I've always thought everyone's going to find out that I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, and they're going to figure it out one of these days. But I mean, I
So
always
what
thought I
is
was
it that
going to lose
you
the house. I've had the house for 20 years. I'm always like, this impending doom is over me. But I mean, I guess what I've got a successful marriage. I've been married 36 years, so I take that as a
Yeah.
success.
That's a that's got to be a 10.
I would think,
That's a 10.
I got
Well,
two
it's a 9 or
wonderful, I
anyway.
got two wonderful sons, and they're married and successful, so that's a success. I've got a lot of great friends, yourself included. I've got the friends I want to have. I could have more. I could have a bigger social circle. I don't want it. I just people try
Right.
to be friends, and I'm like, yeah, we got nobody. We got no room right now. Sorry, but
What exactly? Yeah. What it? Yeah.
I just and I mean and I said this to somebody the other day. I've been on the road doing the same
Yeah.
job since I was 19, and I'm 55. So that's got to be a success. To have the same
Yeah,
job
I don't
for
disagree. What exactly do you think people, what exactly are people going to find out about you, do you think? You're like in an open book. I don't even know, like, what exactly?
yeah, I guess and I'm not going to say it out loud. I've had a couple things that I haven't, like I told you one day that I haven't quite talked about. I mean, don't get, I don't want you,
Yeah, I know.
I'm not murdering people and putting them in the basement or anything. Just little things that. I guess what I'm
That's good
saying is
news.
I am an open book, but I keep a couple pages to myself, like
That's all right. It doesn't mean that you're not a phony. Everybody does.
I guess it'll be a maybe they're good, maybe I'm just holding them for a future podcast. I don't know, but
All right. Well, we'll.
yeah, you're right when I say it out loud, but you know what, I've definitely failed in my health.
Yeah, that's not a huge win for you, obviously.
No, that's a loss.
Yeah.
I feel like I haven't always been the perfect father and husband. Yes, I've got good kids. I've had a successful marriage, but I have not been the greatest husband at all times. I've caused my wife lots of heartache. I know my oldest son, especially, I wasn't always the best dad according to him. And I take his word for it. It's his experience. I believe him. I'm trying to be better. I lost a lot of my kids' respect when I came out as an addict, but I think I got that all back.
Yeah.
Life is definitely a journey, man. And every time
Yeah.
I think my
So,
life is screwed up, I listen to other people's lives and I think, oh, I think everybody screwed up a little bit, man. I think everybody's life's a little fucked up.
yeah, exactly. I think that you sometimes
Maybe I'm a
paint a
fighter.
picture. You paint a picture of yourself sometimes that it's like that you're the only one who fucks things up. It's like, hold on a second, man. I don't care whether, I mean,
I feel that way.
when I was putting, when you're putting in, like I put in like, oh, successful examples of successful people. I mean, Elon Musk comes up, of course, because he's obviously, if you could say, or if the question was, oh, who's the most successful person at making money currently? Well, it's Elon Musk. He has the most. So he
He's the
is the most
richest man.
successful person at making money, but he's also got a lot of other stuff going on that it's like, okay, well,
He's cuckoo
so,
bananas.
to me, I think success is, it's kind of a balanced attack, right? You can't, like,
Oh,
if you've
Donald Trump's the
overachieved.
president, but I don't think he's successful. I think he's an asshole.
No. And so, yeah, he's a complete asshole. And so I think, it's more of a balanced attack, right? I think to me, again, like, I think you can have maybe bigger success in some areas than others. Right. And then you
Well,
got to ask yourself, okay, well, I've had some financial success, but my relationships are all terrible. So, okay, maybe that's an area that I need to work on. But I think one of the important parts of it is kind of like doing a personal inventory. Like you just mentioned, well, I haven't been very successful in my health, but I've been pretty good at my marriage. So it's like I've put too much emphasis maybe on one thing and not on
yes,
another,
you're right.
right?
It's balance. You're right.
Yeah.
Another example that I just heard this morning, if you want to listen to an interesting podcast, I listened to Dax Shepard on Armchair Expert. It's one of the
Okay.
most famous podcasts in the world. He's very successful. He had Brad Pitt on.
Yeah.
He had Brad Pitt on this morning, which was a big, he was excited about it. But him and Brad Pitt met at AA. And
Oh,
both of
wow.
them are very open and vulnerable about it this morning. I even saw, after I listened to it was brand new today, I saw an article pop up like from People Magazine or something saying Brad Pitt talks about this. And he talks about how it affected his marriage with Angelina Jolie. And I know some of his kids and him and aren't getting, it's not going well. I mean, and you think of Brad Pitt, he's my favorite
Yeah.
actor. You think this guy's the best looking guy, he's successful, he's got to be successful, but he's had struggles and he had to sit in the men's
For
group
sure.
and tell everyone how he felt. And Listen to, I think you should listen to it. You'd really like it.
Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah, I would love to. I knew Dax Shepard was sober because I he's been sober a
Yes.
long time.
He had a slip
And I
over,
knew
yeah.
he had a slip.
Yeah,
Yeah.
like a few years ago, he had a slip and he talked about it on the podcast. But yeah, he's been very open
But
about sober for a long time.
and I also knew that I knew that Brad Pitt was too, but I don't know how long. Did he say today or?
Not that long, like a few years.
Yeah.
And it was interesting. Dax had also put like, because you can't smoke where Dax does his podcast, so he put out some like strips and gum and said, "Here, I got some nicotine products for you." And Brad said, "No, I quit smoking 2 years ago." And
Nice.
Brad Pitt smoked for 30 years, and they said, "Well, why'd you quit?" And he goes, "Yeah," he said, "enough's enough, you know." Like, but even
Yeah.
though he's in great shape and all that, I'm sure you can't. He doesn't make him vulnerable to smoking. I mean.
Yeah. Look, man, he's just a human being like the rest of us, just because he's
Right.
done a bunch of movies. And it doesn't mean like he's not like
And
in. I mean,
he's an Adonis. I think he's so good looking. My God, I think that man's, oh, I can't wait to see
well.
the movie.
Yeah, I mean the other podcast that we listened to, and I don't need to talk about all other people's podcasts, but
Why
you
not?
mentioned Jelly, we you mentioned Jelly Roll, and I listened to him on Jay Shetty. Man, that one was epic. Like it
Yes.
was just like, man, those two guys, like especially Jelly Roll, that guy like went through a lot of shit, like
A
really
lot.
like
And he's a big guy, but he's lost 300
a
pounds. I mean, like,
lot of yeah,
he was
drug
huge.
use. Yeah, and like, look, he never thought. I mean, he talked openly about it. He never thought he was going to make it. Like, it was just like he felt like everything was stacked against him. And now, like, he's reached a level of success that, like, I don't think even he could imagine.
But it
And
comes
again, I
through
think that that.
his writing, his lyrics. I mean, they hit me like a freight train, man. Like, he is a great writer. He it really comes through. I mean, my God, my God.
But I think that the key here is, and again, it, because we're talking about success, I think the key is that he got his mind right, and he got his, you know, you say he worked on his health. He started, you know, he just like he got on the right path. He certainly found God. He certain like he just you can just tell in listening to them, he's very spiritual now. He's just a very loving, kind, like he's just on the right path. He's like, and I think, you know, a lot of times I think with success, it's like you're it's this thing that you're kind of reaching for, but I think you could argue that it can come naturally with figuring out, you know, what it is that is important to you. Physically, mentally, like just like when you begin, like we've talked about the podcast, so we want to like, you know, we want to do this, and then we'll be sick. But it's like it just doesn't really work that way, I don't think. It's just like
I
once you
agree.
align all these things, it just happens. Like all of a sudden you're like, I don't even know if it's all of a sudden. It's like, I think you can just say to yourself today, hey, I'm a success because I'm living true to myself. And that's, and
And
if,
I think
you know
our
what I mean?
podcast is already a success because it's successful because you and I like
Absolutely.
doing it. I enjoy doing it, so that makes the success. We get 100 people
Absolutely.
that listen to it. I think 100 people,
Yeah.
shit, that's 100 people that are listening to us. I mean, and maybe in a year it'll be
Absolutely.
1,000 people,
Absolutely.
and maybe in 3 years it'll be 1 million people. Who knows? Or maybe it won't. But I look at the number 100 as that's amazing. Like, I think it's fantastic, you know.
I do too, and
I appreciate the people listening, and you know,
I've got two other kind of like variations on success and what the like the definition is. So because we did the one on stoicism, so I've got like a stoic perspective on success, and this one I like this one. Success is living in harmony with nature, accepting what you cannot control, and choosing wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance in each moment.
wow, doesn't that remind you a lot of the Serenity Prayer?
Totally, right? And I mean, I say the Serenity Prayer every day, because it really is So good. Just grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. And I thought about you when you told me about this. I mean, you can't change this. It's happening right now. Like, you know that, like,
I've
there's
signed
the,
the
you
pa
know,
I've already signed the pre-op
there,
papers. It's happening.
you signed the papers. So now you have to, you, if you can try to find serenity in that, accepting the things you cannot change, the courage to change the things that you can, which is, you know, eating better, doing the things, and the wisdom to know the difference. It's just like, you know, if you can do that, like that every day, you're living a successful
Yeah.
reality as far as
I
I'm
think you're
concerned. You
right.
don't have to
That's
be in a big house or drive a fancy car. I don't care. You know?
No, I agree
And
100%.
in that speech that I sent you today, and I thought it was so good too. The guy said, "I don't,
The
you
little
know,
goals. I like
I
the
can't even
little goals.
remember. I can't remember exactly how he put it, but he said, what did he say about how the person he's with treats the people that are not, you know, that are less than or however." He's like,
Yes.
I like,
He said,
do you
like,
remember how he put
you
it?
gotta be nice to the least powerful people in the room, the people with no.
Right.
It's like he said, he'll go out with powerful people, but if they're shitty to the waitress, he wants nothing to do with them. And
Exactly.
oh my God, I agree with him. If you
So do I.
go out and you treat the waitress like shit, we're not gonna be friends anymore. Like, it's just not
Not
right.
a chance.
And I
Not a
say,
chance.
it's funny, I say this all the time to my wife. When I see people acting like assholes, I always say this: how little respect do these people get at home? Like, how little respect do these, if they feel they have to force someone to do it, if they have to treat someone
Yeah.
at a Walmart or a Tim Hortons like shit, then you must get no respect at home if you have to go out here and just demand it from people that
Or
have to.
you're just an incredibly unhappy person. I
Exactly.
mean,
It's just
you
like,
know.
fuck you. And I liked what he said about not setting the big goals, set the little goals. That rung home with me because he said, you set these huge, grandiose goals, and it takes your whole life to get there. And by the time you reach it, you've wasted your whole life trying to get there.
I
And then
know.
who cares? You're old, whatever. He said,
Yeah.
set little goals that you can get every day.
I
Like,
love it. I
and I
love it.
thought, yes. Oh, by the
Yeah.
way, I want to mention one of our sponsors, Stamps, brought to you by Stamps.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
That's Canada Post is sponsoring
Well, not yet, but maybe if I say it enough times.
us now? What? Where did that come from?
I was laughing. I watched this stupid comedy show trying to cheer him, called The Kroll Show, Nick Kroll. And he does this stupid character. And every time he always goes, brought to you by stamps.
Oh
I
my
have
God.
these stamps sitting here, made me think of it. It's
Air classic.
brought to you by stamps.
You know, but I think that small goal thing is super important. And I think, again, I'm going to tie it back to AA. Like, it's one day at a time. So you can only, like, I mean, I know that you can plan 6 months and 1 year and all this stuff, but it's like, if you just have a goal of like one day at a time to like, okay, talk great about yourself today, all day. That's it.
Can you
That to
imagine?
me is a, that's going to be a win for Sean Pauly. If that is going to be a successful day, if you just spend the whole day saying, "I'm fucking awesome, I'm having a great day, I feel great, I look great, I'm doing a great job, I'm a great husband, I'm a great father," and you just like do that one day, that's going to be a win. That is a success right there,
Can
right?
I do it in the Macho Man's voice?
Today's a great day. Oh yeah.
Look at me, one handsome motherfucker. Yeah. Snap into a Slim Jim, baby.
The gun show. Look at the pipes.
Oh, I saw you, Hogan, looking at Miss Elizabeth.
Together, we're the ones. Oh, yeah.
the mega powers. Yeah, you
Who
and I gotta
knew?
get our own theme songs when we come into the podcast.
Who knew that we were going to be talking success and doing it in a Macho Man Randy Savage voice today? That is a win.
This podcast has everything, brother.
I'm
Just say your prayers, eat your vitamins. No, that's Hulk Hogan.
gonna throw in like another I'm gonna throw in another definition. Success is the ongoing journey of living with purpose, integrity, and courage, pursuing what matters most to you while growing in self-awareness, resilience, and connection.
And everything you just said, you know what stuck out to me? Pursuing what matters most to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Stick to your guns. Don't worry about what everybody else thinks. It's like you got to do you in this world. Right? You got to.
You got to do you, and you've got to live for the moment. I just heard a guy say this, and man, I know it's been said a million times, Chris, but he
Yeah.
said the only moment that matters is right now.
Absolutely.
Right now. I
Absolutely.
could stand up from this chair and
100%.
have a heart attack and die.
There is no other moment than
There
now.
is
The past is gone. The future
that
doesn't exist. We talked
it
about this
doesn't,
before, too.
but it's so true.
I know.
I'm sitting here talking to Chris. That's the only thing that matters right now. Listen, in 20 minutes, I'll be talking to my wife. That's what'll matter then. But that's not, I'm not there yet. Right now,
Yeah.
the only moment that exists is right now.
100%. We've talked about Eckhart Tolle's Power of Now book. You should reread that one too. You got
Yeah.
so many books to read, man. It's
Oh,
like
well, I'm gonna have the time.
you're gonna have the time. You're
I
gonna have the
will.
time.
I'll come out of this. I just bought my wife bought me for Father's Day. Nate Bargatze's got a new book out called Big Dumb Eyes. You know how much I love Nate. It's
Oh my God, he's
been really
funny.
interesting.
He's
Really
so
interesting.
good. Yeah, he's a
But
funny guy.
I do have a lot of books to read, and you've given me a lot of them to read. I'm trying to reread the Four Agreements and also his other with love book
Four Agreements is great. I tell you, I mean,
I
it
want to
is so
read
good.
too the one you got Meditations. I want to read
Oh
that.
yeah. Well, that one I think you can just put on your side table and read a page. It's not like a novel or anything. Like
No.
it's like you can read a page here, a page there. It's just good stuff. But
There was some book you mentioned once about love. There was something about love.
Return to Love. I gave
Oh
you
yeah,
that
that
book.
one. You've only said
Yeah,
that a
you.
few times. No, I got
Said
that
that
one.
you
What's
own that. You
what
can
was the other
reread that one
one?
too.
What was the other one? There was Return to Love. Wasn't there another one of you? No, I guess it was
Don't
Return
ask.
to Love. I do own Return to Love. It's on my Kindle.
L listen to all our podcasts and you'll remember. I can't answer that right now.
Do you know, well, I thought it was funny when I said to you, I said, I recommended that book. And you said, yeah, I know. That's why I'm reading. I thought, oh, he listened.
I totally, you it went right over your head. I was like, I'm reading this because of you, idiot.
I thought, Chris, listen to me. What the
And then you're like, yeah,
hell?
I read it. I read it a while back. And I'm like, okay, well, I just finished it. And the second one is don't pay attention to anything anyone else says. So don't take anything personally. Okay. Well, you might want to review it again then because
I
that's not
thought you
going
were. I thought you
anywhere.
were recommending it to me. You were telling me that you're reading it because I recommended it.
I almost wanted to go back in our text and take a photo of the part where you recommended it to me.
Yeah, you got to ask Shonda. My brain,
It's okay.
it's a
It's
world
all good.
now.
I know.
It's a world.
I've got some, I put in examples of people who are very successful.
Yes.
I told you that
I
Musk
like
was
that.
one, but you know who came up first on the list?
Who?
And don't even say it.
Adolf
Don't
Hitler.
hold on. I knew you just couldn't resist, eh? No, definitely not. He's not considered successful in any way. No, Nelson Mandela.
Course. He's at the top of every
Yeah.
list we make. But that's
Nelson Mandela
about
was
the man.
number success rooted in forgiveness, leadership, and moral vision.
Absolutely.
He was on there. Viktor Frankl, who I talked about because he wrote Man's Search for Meaning. He was the guy that was the Holocaust survivor. He's on
Yes.
there. Leonardo da Vinci is on there.
Martin Luther King? No.
Martin Luther King Jr. is on there. Amelia Earhart is on there.
Thomas Edison?
Marcus Aurelius. Oprah
Yes, I would see that. Is Thomas Edison on there? I don't know.
Winfrey. He's not, but I think actually, maybe I had some quotes. I did have quotes. Albert Einstein was on there. Listen to some of these quotes. Success is liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it.
That is the best one you've said today.
Maya Angelou.
That is the best quote I've
Albert
heard.
Einstein, try not to become a man of success, but rather to become a man of value.
Wow. That's pretty wild. A man of value. That is a goal, buddy.
There's a couple
Man
of,
of value.
yeah, a couple good ones from Winston Churchill, a couple good ones. Listen to
Oh, I
this.
love Winston.
Success is stumbling from failure to failure with no loss of enthusiasm. How good is that?
It's perfect. You miss every shot you don't take, man.
Yeah, well, there's Michael Jordan's in there. I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed.
Yeah, I've heard him talk about that before. And now when I just said that was Wayne Gretzky that said that, you miss every shot you don't take. And
It was.
true.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
And
The
that's
other
such
one
a
from
simple
Winston
statement,
Churchill.
but it's
The other
true.
one from Winston. Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry, I think we got a little
The
bit of
other
an
one from Winston Churchill is we do. Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts.
And that's a man that backed up what he said because nobody, I mean, that man saved the free world. I mean, if you watch movies
Yeah.
that are accurate about Winston Churchill, his own government were pleading with him to sign a deal with Hitler. I don't mean to bring him up again, but that's what the truth. Like, and he was just like, "We are not doing it. We are not doing it. We're not signing a deal.
Right.
We are going to fight."
Right.
And that's his whole thing. We'll fight on the shores. We'll fight on the beaches. We'll fight. We shall never surrender. I mean, he just would not give up. And everyone else was, I mean, France gave up in 3 seconds. Like, hey, we give up. But he wouldn't. He wouldn't. So I don't think the French have a
Yeah.
word for victory. I don't know.
Success? Or
Let's
what?
see.
That
I'm just being sarcastic.
is not good. You just offended a bunch of French people.
But we just lost our whole audience from France. It's gone.
Oh boy. Well, you never know. I
I'm
got
just
another good
kidding.
one for you
I'm just
here.
kidding.
Success is measured by your discipline and inner peace. Who do you think that? Yeah, you'll never guess, but Mike Ditka.
Wow, coach, the Bears.
Huh?
That's amazing.
Mike, of all people, inner peace? When did Mike Ditka have inner peace? Ever?
Did not strike me as the
Huh?
inner peace type of guy. That
Not one bit. He was very angry.
makes sense. Funny. That's funny.
This is actually one of my favorites, and I'm sure that you love this guy as much as, I mean, nobody doesn't love this guy, but service to others is the rent you pay for your room here on earth.
Dalai Lama.
Muhammad Ali.
Ugh. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Muhammad Ali,
Service to others is the rent you
he
pay.
was my hero growing up. I loved Muhammad Ali. Loved him. I used to watch a cartoon about Muhammad
Oh my
Ali.
God.
He was, oh man,
I mean,
he was such a
he's
beautiful.
a success in all aspects, like that
He
guy.
was.
What a gentleman.
I remember when he lit the torch at the Olympics, I was crying. Like he was shaking and he
Oh
lit
my God.
crying. It was such a moment. Such a moment.
Yeah.
He was an amazing,
Yeah, for sure.
and he stood up for his values. He wouldn't go to war. Well, not because he was scared, because he didn't believe
Yeah.
it. No, he stuck to his guns. Of
Yeah. Yeah.
course, I call him Cassius. His mother called him Cassius. I call him Cassius.
Okay. Yeah. Cassius Clay.
I'm just kidding. That's from Coming to America with Eddie Murphy. So the old barbershops. Mama called him
Is
Cassius. I
it?
call him Cassius.
Oh, that's
Oh,
funny.
God. Well, I think this has been a successful podcast. I think it's time to wrap it up. I think it went well.
I do too. It was
Yeah,
good. Yeah.
it's just what I needed.
Lots of definitions for success.
And listen, we got lots of topics right now to talk about. So we'll be back next week. Shouldn't be anything stopping us. I got
Very
a
well.
pretty easy weekend, but it doesn't matter what day it is. We'll get it done. And thanks for the
Yeah,
talk. It helped.
absolutely.
I needed a talk, so
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Thank
And
you for sharing. That's good.
And listen, it's gonna be an interesting journey, and we're gonna do it together, and we're gonna share it, and should be interesting.
Yeah.
All
You've
right.
had a fairly choppy video here, so that may not come up, but we'll see.
Could you not? I think you could go back to your old room. That's two in a row from this room, and it's not working.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I know you like it up here.
No.
I like the view up here too, but I think your bedroom works better. So,
started okay, but anyway. All
Anyway,
right.
yeah, it's better than last week. So, all right.
Yeah.
Well, I love you, man. You have a good
Okay,
night.
brother.
All right.
Love you too,
So,
man.
take care.
You too.
Always looking for that renegade. I calls it like I sees it. A spade is a spade. A good man is a thing of yesterday.
All right. Good night. Peace out.
Peace. Love you.
Love you too.